Constantinople, now known as Istanbul, has bridged the West and the East for a long time. It has seen multiple empires and religions, and many great emperors have called it their home. Perhaps its diverse history is best exemplified by its most iconic building, the Hagia Sophia, which served first as a church, then a mosque, then a museum, and now, once again, a mosque. There had been a church at the site of Hagia Sophia since at least 360 CE or so. The first church was destroyed by riots around 404 CE. The second church was built some 10 years later, but it too was burnt during riots around 532 CE. Then, the famous Eastern Roman Emperor, Justinian, started the construction of the third structure, which is the one we see today. It was called the Church of Hagia Sophia, which means Holy Wisdom. The church was damaged and repaired various times in the next 1,000 years. After the Great Schism, it became the heart of Orthodox Christianity and the seat of Ecumenical Patriarch. It was even a Roman Catholic church for a few decades after Constantinople fell to the Catholics after the sacking during the Fourth Crusade, although the status quo was restored soon after. Constantinople would struggle to recover from the sack until that one fateful day in 1453 CE. Sultan Muhammad II of the Ottoman Empire, or as he is usually called, Sultan Mehmed Fateh, conquered Constantinople on 29th of May 1453 CE. He allowed his men 3 days to loot and pillage the city before he entered himself. He went straight to the Hagia Sophia, where he bent down and poured some soil over his turbaned head as a sign of humility to Allah. The Sultan then immediately ordered that the Hagia Sophia be turned into a mosque. A crescent was added to the top of the dome. All portable icons of Christianity, such as the ambo, the thrones, and the altar, were removed. Despite the Muslim prohibition on representation of the human form, many Christian images were preserved, although the ones in prayer area were whitewashed and covered. A pulpit and a mihrab were added in the direction of Mecca. In the southeast corner of the complex, a minaret was added to make it appear more like a traditional mosque. It was made of wood and would later be remade from bricks. Over the next centuries, 3 more minarets were added. All of them were commissioned by Selim II, son of Suleiman the Magnificent, but he died before they were finished. The Great Mosque of Hagia Sophia was now Qusuntunia's first Turkish mosque. Although Constantinople had housed a mosque before throughout various portions of its existence, mainly established for Muslim merchants. Sultan Muhammad Fateh considered himself the patron of the Orthodox Church, so he had ordered his men to spare the Church of the Holy Apostles so that it could serve the role that Hagia Sophia had previously served for the Orthodox Church. Although a few years later, the clergy moved to another location and the Church of Holy Apostles was demolished and used in the construction of the Mosque of Fateh. Next to the mihrab, on both sides, 2 giant candles were added, which had been taken from Hungary by Suleiman the Magnificent during a campaign. By 1573 CE, the 1,000-year-old building was showing signs of fatigue, and Selim II ordered repairs. Mimar Sinan, the famous Ottoman architect, was given the task. Extensive internal and external repairs were carried out, and buttresses were reinforced. Remaining mosaics were covered again. In 1839 CE, Caliph Abdul Majid came to power, or what little power the Ottomans had left by then. In 1846 CE, the Caliph ordered full restoration of Hagia Sophia. The task was given to 2 Swiss brothers named Gaspare and Giuseppe Fossati. According to the notes they made, Hagia Sophia's domes were cracked and let in the rain. The more orthodox Muslims weren't happy with 2 Christians being given the task. The story goes that the Caliph waited till pilgrimage season when most of the extremists were away from the capital. The restoration was financed by a childless sheikh's inheritance, roughly around $1.5 million in modern terms. They painted the external walls red and added the 8 green placards with the names of Allah, the Prophet, the first 4 caliphs, and the 2 grandsons of the Prophet. Fossati's noted that only 2 men died during construction, and one of them was Christian, and he was given final rites in secret by a priest, probably the first Christian prayer in the Hagia Sophia since 1453 CE. During the restorations, all Christian images were uncovered from the plaster put on them in the centuries before. The Swiss brothers sketched them and actually made the suggestion that they should be covered because they were likely to be damaged by the people if remained uncovered. The brothers made a sketchbook of all the mosaics and gave a copy to the Caliph. The Caliph wanted the mosaics outside prayer area to remain uncovered, but in the end, he had to cave before the reactionary influences and ordered them to be covered as well. The covered plaster was painted over with patterns of flowers and other things. The mosque, after restorations, was inaugurated in 1849 CE. Time passed and, well, so did the Ottoman Empire. the Turkish Republic was declared on the 29th of October 1923 CE. With Mustafa Kemal Atatürk as its first president, Turkey was de-Islamized and turned into a secular state. The Ottoman Caliphate was abolished on 3rd of March 1924 CE. The following Friday, in the prayer sermon, the Caliph's name was omitted and replaced with the Republic of Turkey. Hagia Sophia, which had been a symbol of the conflict between the West and the East, now became a symbol of their union as Atatürk decided to convert it into a museum. The story goes that one day, Hagia Sophia was a mosque and the next day there was a sign at the door written in Atatürk's handwriting that said, "The museum is closed for repairs." All the mosaics were uncovered painstakingly by a team from the Byzantine Institute of America. The museum was opened in 1934 CE. For 85 years, a lot of people have been advocating for it to be turned into a mosque. In 2016 CE, a call to prayer was made in the mosque for the first time in 81 years. Since then, President Erdogan has been setting the stage for turning it back into a mosque. It finally happened on 10th of July 2020 CE, when the Turkish State Council passed a decision to revert the building to be used as a mosque and nothing else. The first Muslim prayer in 85 years is to be held on the 24th of July 2020. At the time of this video's recording, the Turkish government maintains that the mosaics will not be covered. They'll be covered using curtains and carpets and some sort of light technology, but only during prayer times, so 5 times a day. Also, no one will be stopped from entering the building, Muslim or otherwise. The entrance fee will be waived as well, because now the state will be upkeeping the mosque from its revenue. How this turns out remains to be seen. Now, here I'm going to give my opinion on this whole thing, and I know how much you guys love it when I put my opinion into my videos, so if you want, you can close the video right now. Now, I am very much against the conversion of Hagia Sophia into a mosque. The reason is that, first of all, the intent is political. Erdogan is simply using this to distract the country from his administration's many failures. Religion has been used throughout the world to distract people from their problems. Those who cannot deliver in the present glorify the past. My favorite example of this is Narendra Modi's India, which turns everything, including curbing air pollution, into a Hindu-Muslim conflict to distract the people. Secondly, Hagia Sophia, in its 1500 years, has seen a lot and has recorded quite a lot of it. On its walls, there are Christian mosaics, there are damaged mosaics which were destroyed by the iconoclasts, there's Viking runic inscriptions, and finally, there's Islamic calligraphy. Building houses a lot of history, and that history should be respected. There are very few buildings like this in the world, while there are dozens of mosques in Istanbul. To be objective, the building has no religious value to the Muslims. If this was a mosque founded by the Prophet or some of his companions, we could understand that, but Hagia Sophia does not have any value of that sort. It should not be attached to any religion and should be a museum, a common inheritance of humanity. Finally, a lot of people are comparing this to Spain and its conversion of mosques into churches. However, to me, that is just whataboutism. Two wrongs don't make a right. There have been efforts to turn the mosque cathedral of Cordoba into a mosque, or at least to let Muslims pray in it, although that doesn't seem likely to happen. Instead, I personally advocate for it to be converted into a museum as well. Buildings such as these should be respected for their historical value rather than using them as political tools. Here's Hikmah History presenting the other side of this argument.
I can understand the desire to maintain the Hagia Sophia's museum status, especially from the rationale that it should serve as a common inheritance of humanity that can bring people together. However, I believe ultimately this is a matter of Turkish sovereignty. The same way Turkey doesn't get to decide how another country runs its affairs, the same privilege should be extended to them. An imposition of non-Turkish opinion upon Turkey in this matter would be a transgression against Turkish independence and sovereignty, not to mention the various other connotations it implicitly projects. But for more on that, check out my video.
You should definitely watch his video on Hagia Sophia for more. See you next time.